You know, Joyce and I are coming up on our 150th episode, which means we've been doing this for over 3 years now. And it begs the question, why is it that we show up week after week and have a conversation that ultimately leads to this podcast? And we thought it was time to share with you, our listener, why we do this. Where does our passion come from? Why in a world of disarray do we have the cadence to get together every week and bring you our thoughts and ideas and perspectives on all things HROD? So come on in, grab a snack, and find our why. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
You and I have been talking before this podcast started about the underlying motivation for doing these podcasts. And I think it'd be great if we spelled out, I think what you said are our truths or our principles or why actually this matters a lot to me. It's not like a retirement hobby at all. I mean, I could read until I drop dead and I'd be okay.
and will.
Yeah, with popcorn. But anyway, So shall I start?
Well, I just want to use an expression that we've used in the past about leadership and about, you know, any role that you play, HROD, is that you come at everything with a point of view and the importance of like capturing. So what is my point of view on this topic? And I think what we're talking about is you and I have pretty clear, deep points of view about our beliefs about this work and what's possible, and teasing out of those, I think, would be good for our listener.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start with the grandiose one for
sure.
Me. I believe we are in a time of historical turbulence at all levels of the system, meaning at the individual, at the group, at the team, at the family, at the whole wide world, at churches, at education, at government. Everything's gone bluey. And we are entering a new era that places quite a bit, and we were talking recently about being executives being tired out or HROD people being tired out. It is a serious time, which calls for more laughter and play. But here's what we're serious about. We believe, and you can correct me when I shut up, we believe that HR and organizational development, anyone introducing change into the organization, is the group, I'm going to keep it with HR and OD, is the group needs to be, as Meg Wheatley would say, an island of sanity in this large system. And my hope is that we can spread organizational sanity by our supporting HROD teams that work inside of organizations. I think that's my primary motivation.
Yeah. And what I'll tease out of that is this belief, and I think about episodes that we've done where we talk about making good decisions or seeing things clearly. And I think what you're describing are the conditions that help people to kind of clear away the spider webs, clear away the fog, and be able to discern what is really happening in a way that allows them, that frees them up to act or to, with clarity, see a path. And so I see a lot of what we as HR and OD practitioners doing is helping people kind of get grounded and to be able to see in a way that's different given the chaos that surrounds us. That feels really out there, but it's
no,
important.
It doesn't. Otherwise, why do the work?
Yeah.
I want to be out there. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, and we do come with values and practices that when we have done transformational work have been at the basis of the work, which is empower the people in the organization to be engaged with the big vision, the big catastrophe, the whatever it is that you talked about, getting grounded in what's real, that we have methods of work which are spelled out in the OD model. You can go there, but it is to create fully human interventions that allow more productivity, more profit, but more fully human approaches to the workplace. And that does not mean, I want to clarify this, that does not mean being soft.
Yeah.
It does not mean all we care about is our empathy for you. And, you know, people who feel happy at work, when you ask people, what was a great time for you at work? They'll always talk about a moment of grandeur of where huge effort was needed and prevailed. So I want to be very clear that in wanting to have fully human workplaces and have HR and OD be an island of sanity, to spread that, it does not mean soft. It's hard work.
Yeah, I'd argue it's anything but soft, because it's kind of exposing the gritty underbelly that oftentimes people either avoid or marginalize. If I think about our work, and another foundational belief is the power of conversation and community. And so what do I mean by that? If I think about any challenge, any situation, is always made better in terms of being clearer, having a sense of where you are and where you need to go, with the power of a conversation, and then ultimately having that conversation in community. And so, again, we think of HROD being soft, but let's have a meeting and let's do a nice lead in and let's do breakout. No, this is the power of tapping the human spirit, you know, a word that we've used a lot, in community. And the power of, if I think about leaders and I think about those at the top of the organization, I've never seen a situation where they weren't isolated, where they weren't getting and tapping into what was really happening deep into the organization. And a key access point is in that community and in that conversation, which, you know, I think about, it's the thread that runs through our strong beliefs in HR and OD.
I'm glad you used that word community, because Bob and I have recently been listening to and studying some of Meg Wheatley's work, and her theme was, no matter what the problem, community is the answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's why, and we are creating a webinar of interventions that worked. If you look for what is true in all of them, it is creating community at the basic level before you dig in. And if it's two people, you're creating commonality, a community between two people to move forward in sync, not in love, not in living up to the highest interaction value you can have, but in agreement about what needs to be done. Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. You know, this one I've experienced, and it's pretty discomforting. And I think it's a sandbox that you love to play in. I think we have a strong belief. I think about OD in particular. Oftentimes, there are the confines of how either the organization sees your role, or, you know, how you as an individual coming in new see their role. And I think to be truly transformative, you've got a job description. There are certain elements that are transactional and need to get done. It might be succession planning. It might be leadership development. But ultimately, at the core of being proficient and efficacy in OD is looking at the organization and seeing where you can bring, through all that you know and all that you bring, the greatest opportunity for leadership growth, for the organization's culture. So it's kind of the soft underbelly. There's that word again of how do I define what my role is in a way that really moves the organization. So
Which also, go ahead.
Well, no, it's not easy because it's easy to default to those things that are transactional.
Right.
One because they're valued. People see, oh, we're making progress. We, you know, our leaders are growing. We do have a succession plan. Those are all kind of important and foundational, but it's looking at the organization kind of almost from the outside in and saying, what are the right tweaks? What are the right conversations? Where do I invite myself in? Where do I tell my truth in a way that is perhaps disruptive?
And also, where do you all get to tell your truth? And that it isn't a push to change, that we don't do that.
No.
We I think there's a massage of softening of the organization by accepting it exactly as it is and assuming that it has a reason to be as it is. It is not wrong. It has never been wrong. It is getting ready to move better. That's kind of the massage and the softening. Then comes the readiness to run where you introduce the challenge. Now, that's pretty metaphorical, but a basic premise is it's starting right where everybody is, reality, individuals, whatever, from which where you have, made that basic sense of community, you can begin to move forward, not with the idea that you've brought, not with the tool that you've brought, unless it's a perfect fit. And I think we can talk more about that in our webinar about don't use tools that don't exactly fit what the organization needs. So I think what we're celebrating or underlining here is we are serious, always with an under layer of play. We are serious about helping HROD communities in the workplace. I don't want to say sparkle, but carry that electricity of being fully human. Effective sets a tone that allows for the goodness of the human spirit to do work. And it's concrete and invisible.
And perhaps even unappreciated or underappreciated.
Well, right. And especially because if you're doing really great work, nobody sees it.
No one sees it.
You're
Nor
doing.
should you take the bow.
No, but if it's graceful change, you can show your face in it, but you didn't make it happen. You from an OD point of view, you help manifest that which is needed for the company to be as strong and healthy as it can be. It's an organism, people. It's not just organizational development, it's an organism development.
I think and I think it's really critical, and it feels a little soft is the combination of humility. So, when you were saying I come with my toolbox, or I know and you don't, and I'm almost like a preacher, here's what you need to do. I think what we're talking about is the power of both humility, knowing what you don't know or acknowledging what you don't know, and then curiosity, which is actively engaging in a way of becoming clear or seeing what is actually happening. And that's, I know I haven't always been there in the past in my HROD because I think, hey, I've got a ton of experience. I'm going to get up on my soapbox and say, hey,
Yeah, I do too. It's
organization.
hard not to.
Yeah, now hear this. And so I think what we're talking about and what we're encouraging and promoting is a pretty heavy dose of humility, along with a huge dose of curiosity.
Followed by courage.
Oh, boy. Yeah, absolutely.
I once asked a CEO, I said, you know that line we're not supposed to cross? Whatever. I said, how often do I cross that line? And what's the impact? And it was a man, and he said, you almost always come close to crossing that line. And you don't, but you come right up against it. And I said, and if I had crossed it, what would happen? He said, we'd ignore you.
Oh my God. So,
Yeah,
well,
no, great.
the power of we, HR, OD, and actually anyone who's leading and people are looking to, what you just described is so powerful because in doing that, you give others the permission to do that in their own way, in their own time.
And to do one of the most important tools that exists in OD, ask a question in such a way. First of all, ask the question that it can be answered honestly. And
So,
one of the most important questions is, what would you have me do differently so that I could have more impact? Oh, then you have to learn it and it's horrible. Can you guess what one of mine is? No, never mind.
I want to hear it. Come on, have courage. Have courage to step in where there be dragons, joyous dragons.
Using too many words. Who,
You
me?
can't see me, listeners, but I'm cringing because I, oh my
Yeah,
God.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Skinny words often work much better.
I'm not saying a word. I'm done.
So we're not done, but I think this is a good start to not only helping others understand where we come from, but as importantly, where we hope to go.
What I really appreciated about Joyce wanting to have a conversation today about our why is, if I think about most of us in our lives, we are so much on autopilot in terms of doing things without giving a lot of thought as to why. So it was good for both of us to kind of have a conversation about why do we get up week after week and commit to doing this, and it's reinvigorated us. So our hope is out of our conversation today that you take a look at yourself and what you're doing and how you're doing it and to explore your why. So until the next time, you got your homework assignment, be well and be safe.